the fundraiser for the Olana Partnership that takes place next Saturday, October 7th. And with us are Sarah Griffin, who's the, what is your title?
I'm president of the Olana Partnership.
The Olana Partnership. Chris Jones, who is known to many as a chef herself and a proponent and participant in the farmer's market. And John McCarthy is the chef, one of the chefs at the Crimson Sparrow, a fairly new restaurant here on Warren Street in Hudson. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Sarah, you're going to tell us about the Olana Fest this year?
Absolutely. We are thrilled to be putting on Olana Fest this year. This is probably the 10th year of doing some kind of summer or fall party right at the top of the hill. This, we think, is a brand new twist on what we've done in the past, which is bringing in, it's adding to the farm to table concept with a new twist, which is the element of art. And the further twist is that we have asked 10 of the top chefs in the Hudson Valley to prepare dishes that have been inspired by church paintings. So we are just beginning to get the sense of some of the incredible creations that are going to be taking place during this. It's a cocktail party on Sunday, October 7th, and it's just going to be an amazing event to watch and taste.
So did you assign a painting to the chef? Is that how it worked?
Actually, we gave probably about 15 or 20 paintings that Church painted, and that these are in Olana's collection, and we invited them to be inspired.
So Chris, tell us what your role was and is in this.
Well, I think that Olana's a big treasure in the community, and I've always liked, you know, the grounds and the idea of parties up there, and have attended only one actually in the past. But my idea was to share, I was asked by Mark Przorski and Sarah to collaborate if I could and donate some time to dealing with the paintings and the chef idea. So I put the paintings out to the chefs, and they we were worried that they would all select the same one and we would have to talk them all off one into the other, but actually every chef was very enthusiastic about the paintings that we gave them. They are all paintings that exist at Olana, so they each, with their own taste, as you would imagine, that the artistry of chefing, they each found something different in a different painting that spurred their imagination. And there was only one double, and they were happily, you know, the second choice was happily, you know, switched off to, and I think it's a very interesting combination of restaurants and chefs, and you know, their ability to execute is all on a very high level, so we're looking forward to what they do.
Are there going to be lots of sunset colored hors d'oeuvres, do you think, or iceberg color? Not sure what that would be.
Well, actually, there's a cocktail, a signature cocktail, which is named for a church painting, the Afterglow, and you can imagine that's kind of an afterglow color. and we, you know, are expecting that many of the entrees and many of the tastes, they're really just bites, the tastes hors d'oeuvres, will be somewhat color involved, and that sort of brings me around to Chef John here. He can maybe talk a little bit about the painting that he chose. And
I think ours is the only one without color.
yes, true.
I believe ours is Storm in the Mountain, which is has a color palette of mostly white, off-white, gray, mm-hmm. off-gray, mm-hmm. off-or gray, and some darker hues. So of the list you sent us, I think it's the one that doesn't have a sunset or some type of streaming light. So.
But yet it inspired you.
Yeah, I don't know what it says about Benjamin and myself, but yeah, we picked the one that was gloomy, raining, stormy over the mountain. So
maybe with a little foam.
Yeah, we'll do some foam. It'll make everyone happy. We'll do foam.
Have you devised the dish at this point?
The dish, Benjamin said it the other day. You know, it's kind of a fluffy looking painting. You know, you've got big clouds and. A lot going on there, so we're going to try to keep, not to be so literal, but maybe the same type of color palette. We're going to do sort of a combination of scallops, white chocolate, and olives. And so it'll incorporate some really neat textures, but at the same time we'll also have some of the whites, off whites. It'll have a spice cake that's got some of the Jamaican. What inspired us, I think, was the fact that it was in Jamaica, so very spice forward. So we'll do some, and we'll put a foam on the plate. We'll make everyone happy. we'll probably do a Curacao olive foam, blue Curacao. It comes out a brilliant blue, and I think it'll be
beautiful.
Really neat.
Mm. Yeah, sounds incredible. Great.
So hopefully we'll keep it to a bite, but we're not one for rules. I'm sorry, Christine.
I'm not sure I can stand all this talk about food, but so Jen, tell us a little bit about the restaurant that might for those people who don't understand why we're talking about foam.
Well, Benjamin and I worked in the city together. We bought the Keystone Buildings at 746 and 748 Warren Street back in last October. And we took 6 months and got renovated and built it out. We occupy, as the Crimson Sparrow, 746 Warren Street. We opened on June 20th of this year, so that makes it less than 3 months, just over 3 months. It seems like a long time, not because it hasn't been fun, but it's just
a lot of work.
It's every day.
Yeah.
We've had a great time, and everyone should come see the space, particularly if you've seen it before when Jim and Therese own the space. We've done quite a bit to it, particularly the courtyard, which we've totally renovated. And next door to us, 748, for those of you that don't know, Loaf is moving in. It's going to be called now Bonfilio Bread. I think they anticipate opening very shortly. So we're lucky enough to have a bakery next to us as well.
The Crimson Sparrow is a beautiful space. They really did a beautiful job. The courtyard is incredible. They have a beautiful open kitchen, and the woodwork and just the environment is beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. We're about to put up some heaters, and maybe if I can get someone to tell me I can do it, a fire pit in the back. So
that'd be great.
You can sit and watch the kitchen if you like.
Yeah, it's nice.
That sounds great.
Sarah, you can't predict the weather quite yet for October 7th.
Well, we've actually looked at the 10-day forecast, and it's looking good. I don't want to jinx it, so I won't promise anything. But we have had amazing luck over the years. We've had almost hurricane weather. It's in the morning, and then even through the afternoon, and somehow right when the party is starting, the first bit of blue starts coming through, and it's a beautiful night. But we have a huge tent. We have everything under control. It can be a terrible rainy evening, and it'll still be beautiful. And even when it's raining, I have to tell you, you almost always see a sunset. And that's what's incredible about this, to be able to see, to imagine these incredible morsels that will be before people, to have this incredible afterglow drink, and to be able to watch the sunset from Olana is really going to be a unique event.
Now, did Frederick Church have any special interest in food?
You know, he did. There were some wonderful letters of how he would, often on camping trips, he was the designated chef. They had people who would come and load their things, because he was traveling all over the world, but, here up in Maine and, elsewhere. And almost, there in many cases, he would be the one to be cooking up a storm, cooking that trout, and it became almost a joke that there was, Chef Freddie, Chef Church, about to do something else. So food was very important. You may know, but a lot of people don't, that the farm was a huge part of the church household. It's 60 acres of farmland, of orchard, of grazing, had one point been a vegetable garden, and he cared passionately about whether the farm was going to make money or not. He wasn't just your normal gentleman farmer. He was so excited when it made money. So there's that whole other element that we haven't really explored, but we're getting really excited about, of just bringing in the food and farming element into the exploration of Olana.
And he's somewhat of a party goer, giver, I think, too, because in the house there's how many hundred costumes from parties that he gave with costumes from all over the world. People would come for dinner, and I can just picture them trooping around in their dress-up costumes after dinner in the house. He was quite a remarkable guy. Besides being one of the foremost painters in American history, he had quite a sense of food and entertaining. I think that's clear. He had a lot of guests to the house, and so we're happy to have guests up there again for a festive evening. Should be great.
Did you do the recruiting of the other chefs? Can you tell us who the others might be?
We collaborated on it, actually. I mean, when I got involved, some of the people had already been involved. But our honorary chair is Ruth Reichel, which we're very happy to say. Our co-chairs are
Ramzi Aboufarage.
Thank you, Sarah.
Sure.
And Keith Noss, I can handle that
one. Okay.
And our direct sponsor, Stair Gallery, we're very grateful for that sponsorship. And I'm involved as a collaborator. The other chefs, the other restaurants that we have involved are the Artist Palette, which is Charles Fells. We have Café La Perche, which is, came late to the game, but are very enthusiastic about being part of it. Of course, John and Ben at the Crimson Sparrow. Gigi Hudson Valley, Laura Pinciero, is representing the Trattoria and also the her market, and she chose Clouds Over Olana. That just sticks in my head, which is a beautiful painting. Le Petit Bistro, Local 111, Mexican Radio, Oliver Kita, and Panzur and Vico. So we're excited to have a wide variety. They all chose different paintings, as I said earlier, and there's two very big water paintings, Niagara and Horseshoe Falls, which sort of bring to mind a foamy concept, but they're not doing foam. Nobody does foam like these guys. And some other very interesting vegetarian items, and there'll be plenty of things for everyone. And also Saratoga Spring Water has donated some cases of water for the event, and Fairview Wines and Spirits, and also Hudson Chatham Winery. So we have a very nice collection of people collaborating. There'll be some craft beers, right, Sarah?
Yeah, and I think that's part of the great fun of this, in that so many people have come together to help, from the community, to have Stair Galleries coming in at a major sponsorship level, as well as a number of other sponsors from the local community. It just feels as if everybody is gathering to celebrate something that's very unique in this community and in the Hudson Valley and in the country. Mm-hmm. We're seeing it come together. I hope this is just the beginning of something getting bigger and better every year. I think we should also say that one of the fun aspects of this is that we're going to be having a great auction, a silent auction. And we've really tried, instead of having it your normal good stuff, but this time it's unique experiences as much as possible. So it's dinner, at the Blue Hills. It's dinner at Oriol after a tour by the architect for the Bank of America building, the huge LEED certified building. It just, one after another, these are very special. Sometimes we have to say the value is priceless, because it's not that you really can't assign a value to it. So we've put the same kind of effort that we've put into making the food and the wine and the beers very unique, the same we're doing with the auction.
So. And I would be remiss not to mention that Hudson Home has graciously donated the decor. They're going to transform the tent into an incredible experience of tasting, so that the paintings are on display with each chef in a 48x24 light box, so you can see the painting and then you can decide what you're getting in your mouth based on the painting. It's loose inspiration. We gave everyone that clue. I think it should be a beautiful, beautiful evening, and I hope everyone will save some time in their calendar to come.
Well, just for the record, this is the first time this is the fourth event I think we've done in 2 months. This will be the first time we use foam.
Okay. Oh, yay.
And also, it'll be the first time that we actually use a protein. It'll be our first non-vegetarian offering. So hopefully the vegetarians that have asked me over and over and again when I'm producing vegetarian dishes will stop asking me if I can do it.
Pipe
if
down.
We can do it. I don't say pipe down. I say, you know.
Here we go.
Want to try it?
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll understand that this one has scallop, and I'm sorry, but 25% of the time we like to cater to people that eat meat, fish.
Pescatarians.
Pescatarians.
Well, we're looking forward to it. I'm sure it's going to be delicious.
Now, people may have to make a reservation in advance. Or how do tickets work?
Yes. So the best place to go is our website, which is olana.org. And everything you could want is on there, how to register. You can actually place absentee bids on the auction. So all the auction items with pictures will be on it. You can just leave it. And if you have the high bid, you will get that that item. And then when you're on the website, you can just get a much better sense of all that we're doing. We have a tremendous number of programs that are happening that hopefully people will be encouraged to experience. And I should say that we are really lucky that this year we have Peter Aaron, who is a fantastic photographer, many awards won, and he has a show of his photographs of Olana in the coachman's house, and that's going to be open that evening. So, and he actually we've just learned that he is donating one of his photographs in the auction.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Yeah.
Speaking of other events and things happening, Arts Walk, for those who may not know, is the big festival that celebrates local arts here in Columbia County. It's usually over one weekend. And in past years, they've had it over two weekends, and they're going back to that this year. And it kicks off with a very interesting happening at Olana this weekend. Sarah, can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. Well, it's already started. This is essentially a paint out where something like 15 artists out of many, many artists who applied were chosen to paint over a three-day period en plein air, wherever they wanted. They are all over Olana today. They all have little balloons so you can tell with their names. You can go all around the landscape and you know who it is. And so at the culmination on Saturday from 4 to 7, there's going to be a show on wet canvas and culminating in an auction. So it's $10 to sign up. And again, good to call or go on our website. I'm sure you can just show up if you wanted and then participate in this, what should be a great auction there as well. And this is a collaboration. We're all about collaborations. This is with the Columbia County Council on the Arts. Of course, they are sponsoring all of this, but they have chosen Olana to be really the kickoff event.
And where at Olana is that?
It's going to be in the Wagon House Education Center, which is just beyond the lake, the first parking lot as you pass the lake.
And the $10 fee is to come on, when is it, Saturday?
On Saturday, yes. You can come anytime during, like right now, you can watch the painters paint, and then, you know, on Saturday, right, all day they'll be there. But then if you want to go, it's a reception and a looking at the art and then auction, that will be the $10 that evening.
Okay.
Is there anything else we should know?
Have we left anything out?
I can only say that I've just got word from Mario Batali's office. They've been really wanted. They've heard about this. He loves the idea. He wasn't able. I think he's traveling in Asia. He just thinks this is hitting something great. And so he'll be tweeting on Monday. And Martha Stewart will be tweeting. She loves the idea. And hopefully Ruth Reichel as well. So we'll have a trifecta of some of the influential thinkers and writers talking about this next week.
Of course, I'll be tweeting too.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
It sounds great.